Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Thomas Kyle, a professor at the University of Zurich, Switzerland, where he teaches strategy and international management. He's also a partner at the Next Advisors. Mr. Kyle is an internationally recognized authority on CEO succession and leadership teams. His award-winning research has been published in top academic and practitioner journals, including Harvard Business Review and MIT Sloan Management Review, and his books, The Next CEO and The Next Leadership Team, How to Select, Build, and Optimize Your Top Team. It's certainly some great resources as well. And Mr. Kyle, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. And thanks for joining us from Zurich here this afternoon. Now, how does one identify their company type and the best leadership approach for that specific company? Let's start there.
Okay, let me take one step back. Because this question really only arises because we found something really puzzling. We all want to look for the single best approach for the leadership team. You know, everybody has this idea that there is a one best way to do things. And what we really found was that there are different things that can work. Some companies do this all through competition. It's really a group of very ambitious and very aggressive people competing with each other. Other companies work through a very tightly integrated team collaborating. And some companies work through a stretch team that tries to combine these things over time. And only when you look at it from that perspective, then this question really comes up. What is the best approach? And it really depends on the type of the company. If you have a very diversified company, different regions, different geographies, different products, then maybe the competitive team where everybody runs their own show is the best way to go. If you have a very tightly integrated single business company, then you want to collaborate. You want to have a synergistic team. And if you have a very complex company where you need to combine, on the one hand, competitiveness in individual businesses, but you also want to work across the different businesses, then you need to stretch. So it really is a question of the type of company you're running.
Certainly some valuable feedback coming from you to kick things off here today. Now, also, which types of leadership teams find success and which are prone to failure? That would be some good information and feedback on that.
You see, what really matters is not first and foremost which leadership team approach you choose, but really that you implement it very consistently. You need to be mindful of what do you want to accomplish. If you want to drive competition, everything needs to be designed for that. If you want to have collaboration, you cannot bring in very much ego-driven, competition-driven people. So you need to be very consistent on that. And you need to be mindful of the risks in each of these approaches. Competitive teams can very easily become a shark tank where everybody is going at each other's throats. And on the other hand, when you have a very collaboration-oriented team, you very easily end up with a petting zoo where nobody challenges each other anymore. So it's really about being consistent on the one hand, and then on the other hand, sidestepping these risks that exist in each approach.
Certainly some tremendous information on that per that question. Really appreciate that. Now, there may be a little overlap here on this question, but in your response, what are the three telltale signs it's time to rethink or replace your executive team members?
Eric, this is a question that often comes up when you have a team for a longer period of time. And we see really that change is needed in three situations. One is when the company changes. Think about the automotive industry at the moment. You have a lot of leaders that grew up with internal combustion engines. They have know-how about that. They have know-how about all the business models that link to that. And today we're talking about electrical vehicles. We're talking about possibly autonomous vehicles. We're talking about abonnement services instead of buying a car. That requires very different know-how. When you have this type of changes, you really need to rethink your leadership team. You cannot continue with the same leadership team. The second situation often comes up when you have a leader in a company for a long period of time. You know, when you run a company as a CEO for 5, 8, 10 years, you really have distinct phases. And initially, you may start to create a vision. You're trying to implement that. That may take you 3, 4, 5 years. But then you need to reinvent yourself. And when you need to reinvent yourself, when you get a different mandate, you want to do something different, you also need to reinvent your leadership team. So that's the second situation. The third one is very pedestrian. Being in a leadership team is a very, very energy-consuming task. People drive very hard, they run very hard, and eventually they run out of energy. Sometimes they run out of new ideas. Sometimes they simply don't have the ambition anymore. So when people stagnate, don't reinvent themselves anymore, a leader needs to rethink as well the leadership team. In that case, switch out the member, bring somebody new in. Doesn't mean that the leader that you had earlier hasn't done a good job. Doesn't mean that they couldn't have a next career step in another organization. It just means they're no longer possibly the best fit for this organization.
Really great to have you on, coming to us from Zurich today. We're speaking with Mr. Thomas Kyle. He's a partner of The Next Advisors and also author of The Next CEO and The Next Leadership Team, How to Select, Build, and Optimize Your Top Team, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Kyle, how does one effectively tap into differences and leverage their team's diversity? Talk to us about that.
You see, we talk today a lot about diversity. We're talking a lot about that we want to have different perspectives, that we want to bring in people with different gender, with different nationality, ethnic background, sexual orientation. Maybe we want to bring in even cognitively diverse people into the organization. In the end, what we really want is different ways to think about the world, different ways to look at problems, and different perspectives, because we know from research, we know from people that have implemented that successful, that that leads to better decision making, that leads also to stronger companies. But the issue that we often face in many organizations with many leaders that we talk to is that they're saying, you know, we're bringing these people in, but it really doesn't automatically generate the benefits that we were hoping for, because bringing in different people is really just the first step. The second step that is much more important is to work on including these people. When you want to bring in somebody with a different perspective, you cannot expect them then to operate in the same way than the rest of the team. You need to build bridges. You need to integrate them into the team. You need to make sure that they can actually leverage that perspective. And that is much more work. It takes energy. It may mean that as a leader, you need to invest the time to actually do that. It doesn't come automatically, and it doesn't come fast. It means often decision making may initially take longer because you need to work through all these perspectives, etc. But this inclusion bit is really what makes the diversity of a leadership team powerful. Otherwise, you just have disconnected individuals that may end up fighting, fractionalizing, and never become a real team.
And once again, great feedback on that as well. Why is building a capable leadership team only the first step, and what would come next after that?
You see, we think of successful leadership teams really as a process where you initially think about what approach do you want to take to the leadership team. Then you select members, and then you need to start to work with that to form those members into the team. So that is the first step here that we're talking about. You need to think about what kind of norms do you need in your team, what kind of behaviors, how do you work efficiently, what are the team processes that you're relying on, and how do you keep this team working together. So that's really the first step of moving from members towards a team. But then over time, you need to optimize the team. And that brings us to what we talked already about earlier, that over time, you need to keep that team aligned. You need to make sure that you really know where the organization needs to go, that you're not starting to diverge into different directions. You need to follow up on the individual team members and the whole team through performance management. And you need to think about how you keep that team relevant, because especially when you're successful, you start to develop your own bubble. You start to stop seeing all the changes in the environment, and you need to make sure that that team is always up to the task of the future, not the past. And that means you eventually need to change tasks in the team. You may need to change team members. You may need to change the ways of working in the team to keep that team relevant over time and prepare it for the future.
Again, Mr. Kyle, we want to thank you for joining us here today and really appreciate all the insight shared here today. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Eric, our experience is that building these leadership teams is really the most important task of any CEO and senior leader. CEOs by themselves cannot change an organization. We have this obsession with CEOs being the big thing in an organization. We often equate the organization with their top leader. Our research really shows that it's the team that needs to complement a superstar CEO, and it's super important that CEOs take that task very serious and think strategically about it.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks and again for your visit with us here today. If listeners wanted to pick up your books and or to get more information on yourself or the Next Advisors, where can folks find you online?
The book can easily be purchased on Amazon. Put in the title, The Next Leadership Team, with my last name, Kyle, K-E-I-L, and you will find it there. You can find us on the internet under www.thenextadvisors.ch. I repeat, www.thenextadvisors.ch.
And of course, as always, listeners, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Kyle, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me here, Eric.
And of course, it certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Thomas Kyle, a partner at The Next Advisors and also author of The Next CEO and The Next Leadership Team, How to Select, Build, and Optimize Your Top Team. And for all the details, visit thenextadvisors.ch. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.